The main challenges ahead are to negotiate the agreement. That's the bottom line, and we have very little time. In fact, the last negotiation week just finished recently in Bonn, and what we now have left is, in terms of formal negotiation time, is only that period during the actual conference of the parties in Paris, the first 2 weeks of December.
Can you give us an overview or a more specific idea of some of the key issues that are left to be negotiated, what different countries are claiming?
There are quite a few of those, and perhaps the most important one seems to be related to what is referred to as the differentiation between developed and developing countries. Some countries would like no formal differentiation, and they would like the rules to apply to everybody, every country, with maybe certain flexibility to reflect the capacities of different countries. Other countries would like to maintain the existing grouping of countries in the convention, to developed and developing countries, and then have rules that refer to these different groups. So that's quite important because it has implications not just on the conceptual issue of having divisions like that, but in terms of financing, who will have to finance, in terms of reporting, who reports with what kind of transparency and amount of detail. So it has implications throughout the text. But there are others. I think climate finance is another one. The developed countries have committed to providing $100 billion per annum by 2020 to developing countries. And we need, the $100 billion doesn't have to be on the table in Paris, but what does need to be on the table is a politically credible mobilization trajectory of these $100 billion. And there's some progress. Some progress was made at the Lima meeting early in October, but there is still work to do, and there are still announcements that hopefully will be made by some countries. So these are just two examples of difficult issues that still need to be resolved, but there are others as well.
You mentioned the last round of negotiations in Bonn. What came out of this round of negotiations?
The negotiations just finished, and what we have is a document that has grown in size. And while the actual size doesn't matter, what matters is the content. But clearly, the longer the text, the more time it takes to negotiate. And that's our biggest challenge. The text is some 55 pages long, and it will take time to go through all the different elements. And what we ended up from the Bonn negotiation is that countries added into the original draft, which was much shorter, specific things that they wanted to see in the final text, and there was not enough time to negotiate all that in Bonn. So we still have lots of options in there, and those will still need to be negotiated, both in the informal discussions, like at the pre-COP, and later in during the Paris Conference of the Parties meeting.
Finally, what is the significance of this climate change conference, this COP21, in light of the new development agenda, and how predominantly climate change figures in it?
The new Sustainable Development Agenda, or Agenda 2030, as it is referred to, is extremely important for the implementation of the climate agreements. The reason is that, well, first, we have a goal. Goal 13 out of the 17 goals is on climate change. But what is even more important is the other goals. There are 12 goals that have very specific climate-related targets, and on energy, on forests, on food security, on new cities, and education. These are all different things that will feed into a success on the implementation of the climate agreements. But what is really important is that if we don't achieve the 2-degree objective, then none of the sustainable development goals can be achieved. But in order to achieve the less than 2-degree objective, we need to do all the things that are in the sustainable development goals. And that's the challenge, but that is the beauty, that these two different processes that were negotiated through separate processes are now coming together at the level of implementation. And this is where the UN system has a very important role also, because we are there to support member states to help them to address these issues in a coherent and integrated way.